A recent study conducted by the UW-Madison found that the economic and ecological impact of invasive species here in Wisconsin, especially on our lakes, may have been greatly underestimated in the past. Joining us now is Jake Walsh. He's a PhD candidate at the UW Center for Limnology, lead author of this report. Jake, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So talk about the invasive species that you were looking at in this study. And this is mainly in what you've said is the one of the longest studied lakes in the country, Lake Mendota in Madison.
Yeah, absolutely. So the CFL has been on the lake for over 100 years now. And we focused on spiny water flea, which is an invasive zooplankton. Zooplankton are tiny aquatic organisms in lakes. And the spiny water flea is a predator, so it eats other zooplankton. In particular, it eats Daphnia. And Daphnia are really important to us here in Madison because Daphnia eat huge amounts of algae. And they can actually keep the lake clear by eating algae. So when spiny water flea comes in, they ate all of our Daphnia, and our water's a lot murkier as a result.
Right. And this bigger picture, this is just one of scores, really, of invasive species that people are keeping an eye on in Wisconsin. How big did we think our invasive species problem was?
So before spiny water flea, we had a pretty good idea that it was very large. Estimates have been anywhere from billions to hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And when we look at how spiny water flea is impacting ecosystem services like water clarity, that number becomes much larger.
Right. So how are you trying to put this price tag on here and try to estimate a price tag for the economic impact, but also the wider ecological impact of this particular invasive?
Yeah, absolutely. So we quantified how much water clarity we lost with the invasion, how much murkier Lake Mendota got. And then we were interested in what that clarity was worth to Madison citizens. And luckily, somebody did that study 15 years ago or so, where they asked Madison, or Dane County rather, how much would you be willing to pay for good water clarity in Lake Mendota? And so we updated those numbers, and we got a value of over $100 million for the clarity that we lost with the invasion. And then the second part of the study is thinking about how can we get that clarity back, and how can we invest in a cleaner lake so that we can offset the impacts of spiny water flea. And since there aren't any ways to directly manage spiny water flea, we thought we could go around the problem and think of reducing the phosphorus load into the lake. And phosphorus is key for fertilizing algae growth. So if we reduce the phosphorus load, we could offset spiny water flea's impact.
Right, because this is a case where it's a double-barreled problem, it sounds like. We've got this invasive species that came here via the Great Lakes, and we can get more into that roadway of invasives in a bit. And that kills kind of the good guys that eat the algae we don't want. At the same time, we've got this phosphorus problem that's fueling the growth of this algae. So that's a case where the invasive species is interacting with pollution, I guess, right?
Absolutely. So Daphnia, that tiny good guy that I mentioned, that's been the best thing we've had going for us in the fight against pollution in Lake Mendota. And spiny water flea effectively ripped off that Band-Aid. So now the only way we can control water clarity in the lake anymore is by reducing the phosphorus load. And we found a project of that magnitude would cost anywhere from $80 to $160 million. So we're talking about really challenging things brought on by an invasive species.
A lot of invasive species we talk about, you know, stopping their spread, like purple loosestrife, or eradicating them, putting up barriers to keep Asian carp out. Is there any way to turn back the tide against this particular organism you were studying here?
So there isn't. And I think one of the big reasons is there hasn't been a reason to for spiny water flea till this moment. So when we value invasive species impact on ecosystem services, we have a better reason to invest in research on how to control, eradicate, or prevent invasions by spiny water flea.
Talking to Jake Walsh from the UW Center for Limnology about invasive species and the economic impacts, the ecological impacts they can have on us here in the state, focusing on the lakes here. A new study finds the impact on water quality is maybe worse than we had expected in the past. Let's look bigger picture. When we're talking water and invasive species, a lot of the focus, and I think you say this in your report, has been on the Great Lakes themselves. You're trying to look more inland to our waterways within the state.
Absolutely. So the tens of thousands of lakes inland of the Great Lakes make up like 30 to 40 times the shoreline of the Great Lakes themselves. And so they're equally, or they're a big part of the economy in the states bordering the Great Lakes. And we wanted to look specifically at how invasive species are impacting those lakes because it has been underrepresented in the conversation.
Why haven't we studied that as much?
I think, you know, there's a lot of lakes, and it's hard to really wrap your head around all of them. I mean, we have Lake Mendota here in Madison, which is, you know, adjacent to our research center. So we have a really nice picture of what's happening in Mendota. But in many of the other lakes, I think it's really challenging to come up with that comprehensive picture and then also estimate impact on ecosystem services like water quality, which we often describe as invaluable.
Are we seeing similar problems, do you know, in other lakes around the state? Will other people, or is this something that's maybe on the horizon for other lakes?
We think it might be on the horizon. This is kind of a unique new impact for spiny water flea, but this is also the first time that spiny water flea has invaded a lake where we have this sort of phosphorus loading agricultural problem. And we think that's really key to its impact in the state.
And for people not familiar with Lake Mendota, as someone who's lived near it, I mean, you've got about a 2 week window where the water is clear until summer hits, and then it looks really gross. It's something that keeps people from swimming in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we used to have this great, we call it the clear water phase in the spring. It should be coming up in the next couple months here, but that period is much shorter now with spiny water flea. And you're right, once that period's over, blue-green blooms basically describe what summer's like in Lake Mendota, and we've seen that a little bit worse as well since spiny water flea showed up.
With this study focusing on Lake Mendota, is this part of an effort to maybe change the way we think about the invasive species problem here in the state and around the country?
Absolutely. It's a big call for incorporating ecosystem services into the conversation, because they're literally how we value ecosystems. And to this point, we haven't thought much about invasive species impact on ecosystem services. So it's a call to bring that into the conversation and to have better information when we make decisions about invasive species.
Let's talk more about this concept of the ecosystem services. This is one case where it's a really clear link. This is taking out something that we need to keep the algae down. Is it often more subtle than that?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, so I think one thing is you can think about fishing on lakes. I think that's one thing that's actually been described fairly well, is how invasive species impact fishing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're talking about really subtle things, and water clarity speaks to the aesthetic value of a lake. When you look at the lake, do you like it, more or less? And then that impacts, of course, everything else you do on the lake, from boating, fishing, and swimming. And so they are subtle, and that's part of why it's hard to put a dollar number on those values.
And let's talk about, I call it a highway earlier, via the St. Lawrence Seaway, the Great Lakes, and shipping. How big a factor is that in introducing invasive species into inland waterways here in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. So there's been over 180 species that have arrived through that pathway. And of course, not all of those are harmful. Mm-hmm. A small percentage of them are. But that's been the primary pathway to get invasive species into inland lakes like Lake Mendota.
And so do they become endemic first in, say, Lake Michigan, and then find their way up the rivers and waterways?
Yeah, that's part of it. I think the biggest way that they get from the Great Lakes to lakes like Lake Mendota is through recreational boating. So we actually have a lot of control over that pathway, assuming that we're cleaning, draining, and drying our boats.
Right, and we've seen signs around the state. I think it's mostly targeting mussels, if I'm not mistaken, to try to get people to clean their boats before going from one lake to another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that kind of thing actually make a difference?
We'd like to think it does. I don't actually have a lot of information on how much of a difference it makes, but it does certainly increase awareness of invasive species in the state. And I think it's an ongoing process of trying to get people aware and get people behaving in such a way to protect ecosystem services and lakes.
Yeah, and so with your research into Lake Mendota, how do you think that should inform the way we try to stop the next species from spreading into a lake and having a bad or at best uncertain effect on those ecosystem services?
Absolutely. So because these results are so striking and the damages are so expensive, we think that it warrants more research into better control and prevention methods, and maybe more extreme prevention methods, thinking about larger scale projects that are going to be more effective at stopping invasive species from spreading.
So this study is, as you mentioned, basically in your backyard in Lake Mendota. Are you hoping to try to take this on the road or on the river, I guess, and look at other waterways and see how this and other species are doing these things?
I don't know if me personally, but I think that is exactly what we're calling for here, is let's keep figuring out what invasive species are doing to ecosystem services and expanding our knowledge of this issue. Absolutely.
Is there a growing interest in this in the limnology field, which really came from your department, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So ecosystem services have exploded recently, and largely the invasive species impact on ecosystem services has been... it hasn't exploded in the same way. But ecosystem services are a really important part of how we're starting to do ecology and how we're thinking about the cross-section of ecology and economics, or and us, essentially.
So do you have a hope that a lake like Lake Mendota could stay clear more of the spring and summer in the future?
I think we would have to go into more research how to directly control spiny water flea. I think our biggest hope is in reducing the phosphorus loading into the lake. And I think there is some hope there as long as we stick to it.
Jake, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I've been talking to Jake Walsh. He's the author of the Invasive Species Study we've been talking about. He's a PhD candidate at the UW Center for Limnology.